Chapter 22. If a man takes without right another man's ox or his sheep, and puts it to death or gets a price for it, he is to give 5 oxen for an ox, or 4 sheep for a sheep, in payment. The thief will have to make payment for what he has taken. If he has no money, he himself will have to be exchanged for money, so that payment may be made. If a thief is taken in the act of forcing his way into a house, and his death is caused by a blow, the owner of the house is not responsible for his blood. But if it is after dawn, he will be responsible. If he still has what he had taken, whatever it is, ox or ass or sheep, he is to give twice its value. If a man makes a fire in a field or a vine garden, and lets the fire do damage to another man's field, he is to give of the best produce of his field or his vine garden to make up for it. If there is a fire and the flames get to the thorns at the edge of the field, causing destruction of the cut grain or of the living grain, or of the field, he who made the fire will have to make up for the damage. If a man puts money or goods in the care of his neighbor to keep for him, and it is taken from the man's house, if they get the thief, he will have to make payment of twice the value. If they do not get the thief, let the master of the house come before the judges and take an oath that he has not put his hand on his neighbor's goods. In any question about an ox or an ass or a sheep or clothing, or about the loss of any property which anyone says is his, let the two sides put their cause before God, and he who is judged to be in the wrong is to make payment to his neighbor of twice the value. If a man puts an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast into the keeping of his neighbor, and it comes to death or is damaged or is taken away, without any person seeing it, if he takes his oath before the Lord that he has not put his hand to his neighbor's goods, the owner is to take his word for it and he will not have to make payment for it. But if it is taken from him by a thief, he is to make up for the loss of it to its owner. But if it has been damaged by a beast, and he is able to make this clear, he will not have to make payment for what was damaged. If a man gets from his neighbor the use of one of his beasts, and it is damaged or put to death when the owner is not with it, he will certainly have to make payment for the loss. If the owner is with it, he will not have to make payment. If he gave money for the use of it, the loss is covered by the payment. If a man takes a virgin, who has not given her word to another man, and has connection with her, he will have to give a bride price for her to be his wife. If her father will not give her to him on any account, he will have to give the regular payment for virgins. Any woman using unnatural powers or secret arts is to be put to death. Any man who has sex connection with a beast is to be put to death. Complete destruction will come on any man who makes offerings to any other god but the Lord. Do no wrong to a man from a strange country, and do not be hard on him, for you yourselves were living in a strange country, in the land of Egypt. Do no wrong to a widow, or to a child whose father is dead. If you are cruel to them in any way, and their cry comes up to me, I will certainly give ear, and in the heat of my wrath I will put you to death with the sword, so that your wives will be widows and your children without fathers. If you let any of the poor among my people have the use of your money, do not be a hard creditor to him, and do not take interest. If ever you take your neighbor's clothing in exchange for the use of your money, let him have it back before the sun goes down, for it is the only thing he is for covering his skin. What is he to go to sleep in? And when his cry comes up to me, I will give ear, for my mercy is great. You may not say evil of the judges, or put a curse on the ruler of your people. Do not keep back your offerings from the wealth of your grain and your vines. The first of your sons you are to give to me. In the same way with your oxen and your sheep, for 7 days let the young one be with its mother, on the 8th day give it to me. You are to be holy men to me. The flesh of no animal whose death has been caused by the beasts of the field may be used for your food. It is to be given to the dogs.